From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Familiner. Flip on HGTV or DIY Network, and you're bound to see someone asking for reclaimed barn wood. The business of deconstructing old barns and selling the wood for fancy new homes and condos is booming. But is it causing the loss of an iconic element of farm country? Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted digs in.
Old barn wood is called a lot of things in the construction business. Reclaimed, salvaged, repurposed. And it's so hot right now that it has its own show.
This is why we got in the business, to see how the pioneers lived.
And a true love for what they do. Catch an all-new Barnwood Builders, Sunday night at 9.
My name is Mark Bowe, and I'm the host of DIY show Barnwood Builders.
For 20 years, Bowe has been taking old barns apart. He says his customers are interested in what's called upcycling, taking undesirable or waste materials and creatively reusing them, turning barn siding into brewery bars or restaurant tables.
Most people want the accent pieces. You know, they want to have those pretty beams in the ceiling, or they want to have, you know, the barnwood walls or the tables and the furniture.
Bo says we're in the midst of a barnwood frenzy right now, but it can't go on forever. There are only so many weathered barns in the U.S.
And this is a finite resource, so it seems like every building we take down, we deplete our livelihood.
That's the trade-off. With every barn that comes down, the classic landscape of American farmland littered with wooden barns fades away. Danae Peckler is trying to make sure that doesn't happen. She's an architectural historian with the National Barn Alliance.
Preservation in the past has really sought to preserve the great grand mansions of important white men, but we are so far beyond that now as a discipline, and we start to look at average individual landscapes that really tell the American story, and the farm is one of those.
For farmers, many of these aging barns have lost their purpose. They can't fit today's giant tractors and are too small to house the larger herds of cattle or hogs. Peckler says she understands the big changes, but she hopes people at least take photos and write down the barn's history before salvaging it for parts.
It makes me a little sad, but it also makes me a little excited. It makes me think that at least we're recognizing that this has some cultural resonance with us, and we find that rustic elements of a barn.
It's a beautiful morning.
Larry Gerdes is having a barn taken down today in central Missouri. It's about the size of a three-car garage, but stands much taller in a clearing surrounded by 6-foot stalks of corn. Its exterior is graying, part of its roof is missing, and there's a gaping hole looking out from the hayloft. He figures the barn is about 100 years old.
Well, the reason it's time to take it down is it's deteriorated and it would cost a lot of money to repair it, and it doesn't fit into the modern farming. Unless you got 2 cows to let them loaf inside, nothing fits, and it's just obsolete.
So who gets to take it down? Mike Hudson. He runs a business that deconstructs dilapidated barns and sells the pieces to contractors and designers. And while he'd offer to take your barn off your hands for free, he has paid up to $1,000 for one.
These are built a lot of 2x6s, a lot of 2x4s. Everything's rough sawn for the roof truss, and that all looks to be oak.
Hudson says it costs him about $500 a day to pull apart a barn by hand using hammers and crowbars. This barn will take 2 weeks.
This is it. This is what I have a passion for. And if you can find that passion, that's what you stick with. Right. It's not always about the money.
The weather vane will stay with the Gerdes family, but the rest of it will go to Hudson's lumberyard. In the end, he'll sell the wood for between $5 to $10 a square foot, depending on species, size, and condition. Hudson says he has an immense respect for the crafting and history of old barns. He takes photos to share with the owners and always asks about the history of the farm.
That's the thing that we take into consideration when we come in, because we're just as passionate about bringing it down properly, respectfully, as the pioneers were back then to build it.
A few years ago, many farmers didn't understand how valuable their old barns were and might have been swindled, Hudson says. But today, they know the capital they're sitting on. Enriched in history, and in turn, money. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.